Time, please. A time at the bar. So, if you'd like to take your drinks and join Mrs. Wintergreen by the fire.
Gather round, everyone. The dead don't like to be kept waiting.
Jack.
Come along.
Gwen.
Don't be shy.
Hurry up. It's starting.
Closer. That's it. If we could all join hands. That's right. Now then. Tonight is the last night of the House of the Dead, the most haunted pub in Wales, and you've all come looking for someone you've lost. So, without any further ado, I summon the dead. I summon the dead. Will you come to us tonight?
Jack, something's happening.
Think of your loved ones, of whom you wish to see again. Feel their spirits reaching out, drawing closer. Come, gentle ghosts. Come to the House of the Dead.
Gentle ghosts? Are you having a laugh?
Did you see that chair?
Someone will have to pay for that.
Jack, where are you?
Peace, unquiet shade.
Booked you for a seance, Mrs. Wintergreen. Not to trash the place, love.
I'm sorry, Barry. This has never happened before, but isn't it amazing? Everyone, stay calm. The spirits mean us no harm.
Jack, Wayne, where are you? It's getting out of control.
Ouija board. Look. Incredible. No one's touching the glass. It's moving by itself.
What's it saying?
It's spelling a name. Spirit, tell us, who is coming? J-A-C.
Everyone stay calm. The fuse must have blown.
Someone's coming through. Look at the door. I see him coming. It's a soldier.
Captain Jack Harkness, you're all in terrible danger.
Torchwood. Outside the government, beyond the police. Fighting for the future on behalf of the human race. The 21st century's when everything changes. And Torchwood is ready.
Can someone light the candles, please?
Captain Harkness, my name is Evadne Wintergreen. Do not be afraid, friendly spirit. You have come to us from the other side.
From Cardiff, actually.
I beg your pardon.
I've come to warn you.
Jack, you're late.
Oh. Yanto. Oh, good to see you.
I'm sorry, Jack. I couldn't stop it.
Hey, mate. Are you saying you're not a ghost?
Flesh and blood, I assure you. Now listen to
How
me.
How disappointing. I knew I felt a presence in this room.
Please, I've come to warn you. You're in a lot of danger.
Otherwise we wouldn't be here, would we?
The seance has got to stop.
We can't just stop. We've broken through to the other side.
It was scary, I grant you. But all just a harmless bit of fun.
What's going on here is not fun. Are you the landlord?
Too right, I am. And you are?
Listen, I need to have a word with you.
Come with me. I've got a fuse to mend. Now then, hold that torch, will you, while I sort this out. Come on.
I realize this sounds odd, but you have to listen
to me. You're from
the
brewery, aren't you?
No, I'm from...
How much did they pay you, son, huh? 50? 100? It's unbelievable. They can't even let us enjoy our last night. There you go. Let there be light. Ah, much better.
I'm not from the brewery.
Oh, you just happened to turn up to ruin our closing party. You know how long this place has been open?
600 years.
Right. The most haunted pub in Wales. The House of the Dead. Imagine the history in this building.
Believe me, I am.
The brewery changes hands and suddenly this building is worth more as flats. Flats! All we're doing is giving the building a send-off, a leaving party for the ghosts. Mrs. Wintergreen's the best in the business.
She's not working alone.
Team of helpers, is it? You're one of them, huh? All part of the spectacle, eh? Say no more. Won't let on.
I'm not working with her. Mrs. Wintergreen is a very gifted psychic, and she has made contact with something very dangerous. If this seance goes ahead, everyone here will die. I can't save you.
Just go home. You may not believe in it, but the people out there do.
I do believe in it. That's why I can't let it go ahead.
Just go home. I'm asking nicely.
Stop the seance. I'm asking nicely.
Fair enough. Can I have my torch back?
Sure.
Thanks very much!
Oh, Mitt!
Yanto? Yanto? What's happening?
Gwen! Oh, Gwen. We couldn't stop the seance. It was weird, furniture flying everywhere.
Oh, you're kidding. So that's why Jack wanted us here.
What, he didn't tell you either?
Jack Harkness, playing his cards close to his chest.
Surprise. Where are you?
On my way. It's taking a bit longer than I thought.
Tell me about it. Traffic's a nightmare.
Shouldn't be long. Yanto, find out what Jack's up to. I'm worried.
Yeah. Actually, where is Jack? Jack!
Ugh, Yanto.
Jack! What happened to you?
Oh, the landlord knocked me out cold.
He is very large.
Should have seen it coming. Then again, tonight is full of surprises.
Let me clear you up. Here. There. Ooh, don't be a sis. Could you not have pulled your gun out on him?
Left it at home. Tonight's the night for magic, not guns.
Really? Jack, what's happening here? I mean, that was no ordinary seance out there. Was it? I'm worried.
You're worried. Yanto.
What's going on?
There is a secret hidden underneath the rift. A shadow from the oldest universe of all. Sirioth, the Death Feeder. She's been trapped since before there was such a thing as time.
And she's found a way to escape.
Yeah. Everything's in alignment. At the right place, at the right time, comes the right woman.
Mrs. Wintergreen.
She's the bridge between worlds. A powerful psychic holding a seance in the most haunted pub in Wales.
The House of the Dead, built on ley lines, inside an old stone circle and smack on top of the rift. Right, if anything would work, that would do it.
The pub is on a crack in the rift. A point weak enough for Sirioth to escape if someone strong enough reaches out to her. And the ghosts are tempting Mrs. Wintergreen to do just that.
Wait, the ghosts here are real?
Sirioth comes from before time, so she can bend it. She's sending people visions to trap them. All these people have come here wanting to see their loved ones just one more time. And Sirioth is feeding off that need. She'll ensnare them, and then she'll devour them. If she reaches this world, she'll rip it apart using the dead as her weapon.
How can we defeat her?
If we can prevent them from making contact with Sirioth, we may be able to save everyone here. If we can't, then they'll be her first victims.
We've got to stop that seance.
There's one more thing, Yanto. Sirioth knows I'm here. She will use the Ghost of the Dead against us.
I came from the bar.
Something touched me. It's so cold. And that smell. I know that smell.
The spirits are drawing near. Come, everyone. Let's give it another try, shall we? We summon the dead. Don't be scared. Our lost ones are reaching out to us. Don't reject them. bring them close.
Everyone, stop!
Stop this! Listen to me.
They're coming through. Dead. Ah, with us. Is there someone here called Ness?
Yes, that's me.
There's someone here for you. Your brother.
Tony. It must be Tony. I knew I could smell his aftershave.
You will see him very soon. And Barry, where are you, dear?
Over here, Mrs. Wintergreen.
Your wife, Helen, has joined us. She's so proud of you for keeping this place going. And she forgives you.
Helen? Helen, where are you, love? I want to see you.
Concentrate, and you shall. Everyone, think of your loved ones. Reach out to them, and they'll reach back.
This is real, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Is there a Yanto Jones among us?
That's me.
I have a message from his father.
What?
It's a word. Betrayal.
That's enough! You've gone too far, Mrs. Wintergreen. You don't know what you're doing. You have to stop. Wake up, Mrs. Wintergreen!
Wake up, Mrs. Wintergreen!
The trance is broken.
Helen. Love. Where are you? I'll do anything.
Tony? I can't see you.
They've all gone, my dears. They've all gone home.
You again. I thought I'd made it clear you weren't welcome. What the hell did you do that for?
It was going too far. You cannot complete the ceremony.
What gave you the right, huh? They were here.
They were real.
Yeah. Yes, they were. The dead were in this room. Doesn't that tell you that this is wrong?
I don't care. I was about to see my Tony again and you ruined it.
I'm throwing you out.
Everyone, don't worry. Leave this to me. Come along, Mr. Harkness. Let's have a little chat.
Mrs. Wintergreen, you're beguiled. You are offering a lifeline to something evil.
Do you know what a ghost really is, Jack? It's not a flickering light, a creaking floorboard, or a face pressed up against a window. A ghost is just someone who's come back to say goodbye.
No, these aren't those kind of ghosts. You are dredging something up from depths so dark. Cerieth is an ancient evil. She does exactly what you do. She toys with the dead.
I don't toy with the dead. Look at what I've done. I made everyone out there so happy. Why should I stop?
She'll feed off you. You'll all die.
I can't believe that. The ghosts are kind. Haven't you ever lost anyone, Jack?
Yes, I have.
Then you know that people will do anything just to see them once more.
It's too late, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. Cerieth, is it? I think I'd like to talk to you to say thank you.
Everyone, your attention, please. In the circumstances, I'm opening the bar again. I'm sure we could all do with a drink.
Yeah. Any chance I could get a cup of coffee, please, pal?
Blasted coffee machine's broken. Where's Tim? Don't tell me he's resigned again. That's the third time this week. I'm off to change the barrels in the cellar.
So, no coffee, then?
Yanto?
Gwen. Listen, Jack says something terrible's escaping from the rift.
Why hasn't he told us before?
I don't know. I'm in the bar making sure they don't start up again while he searches the pub.
Yanto, is Jack behaving normally?
Well, he's not himself, no. It's like he's spooked. How long till he get you?
Oh, not far now. I'll be with you as soon as I can. Find out what's wrong with Jack.
I'll try, Gwen.
Thanks, Yanto. You're one in a million.
I'm waiting for you, Yanto.
It can't be you.
Come upstairs.
Right then. Where's that new barrel? Who's there? Not another nutter.
No, Barry. It's me.
Helen, I can see you. It really is you.
Of course it is. I wouldn't miss your last night, would I? Not for the world. Sorry, I'll clear that up in a minute. Oh, and there I go again.
You look just the same, Helen, love.
Oh, and you've put on a bit of weight. Oh, that suits you.
Does it? Oh, I've missed you.
Yeah, me too. Come here.
Oh, your hands are cold.
I know. You can warm me up.
Oh, Helen. Helen, my love. You smell just the same. Oh, this feels good. Like old times. Quick cut in the stockroom.
Why don't you have a drink?
No, I don't drink anymore.
Oh, you have changed. Come on. Just one sip. For old time's sake, eh? That keeps happening. Sorry.
I'll clear it up later. You're back. That's all that matters. Helen, love. You're still so cold.
That's because I'm dead, love.
Yeah. Sorry. What was that? But what did...
Oh, it just means I'm hungry. So hungry!
Hello? I'm here. Hello?
Hello, son.
Oh, my God.
You're looking well. Nice suit. Those shoes could have done with a polish.
It really is you.
Of course it is. Come here, Yanto.
You're dead.
Yes.
Right.
You never called, did you?
Sorry?
I got that mobile specially. My first one. Made sure your mother gave you the number. They don't allow them in hospitals, not normally. But they made an exception for me. I was waiting for an important call.
Don't. Dad.
I kept it plugged into the charger. Nurse said it wouldn't do the battery life any good in the long term. Like it mattered. I waited for you to call. 3 weeks.
I didn't know what to say.
You never did you? But that's in the past. Come here. There's something not quite right about the shoulders in that jacket.
Dad.
Oh, nothing wrong with the fabric. Lovely bit of material. But the cut's a shame. Didn't want to see me then. Don't want to see me now.
That's not fair. Why have you come back? We never had that much to say to each other. And now, I mean...
I was offered the chance to talk to you.
Who offered you the chance?
Now you're interested in what I have to say.
You've come back from the dead with a message.
Your friend, Jack. Get him to leave, can't you? He can't stop her from returning, not now. And she's bringing us all back too. Don't you see? The dead. We're all coming back, Yantu. Your mum, me, and so many friends. Owen, Toshika, and that nice girl of yours.
Lisa?
Yantu, we're really coming back to life. Isn't that great? Tell Jack that, eh? Tell him to just turn around and leave with you.
We can't just leave.
I'll tell you a little secret, Yantu. We're more alike than you think.
What do you mean?
We'll both betray the ones we love.
No. No, we won't. I'm not like you.
Oh, yes, you are, son. You are just like me.
No. No! Dad. Dad.
Yanto.
Jack.
Oh, Yanto Jones. I came looking for you.
Here I am.
Hey, what happened?
I've seen my father. That was my dad. It really was him, Uncle.
Hey, it's okay. Look, I'm here. Yanto.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I warned you Sirith would use the dead against us. Mrs. Wintergreen, what has she done?
Excuse me, can we get past?
Stop, please!
I've got to get in there.
My name's Ness.
Nice to meet you, Ness. Love to chat.
Don't, but... please, don't go back to the bar.
Something terrible is about to happen. You have to trust me.
I don't know what to believe. But I do know my brother, Tony. Not handsome. Crap job. Scruffy. Rank aftershave. But he was my brother and I loved him. And she's bringing him back to me.
The dead. You can't trust them. Believe me, you can't.
If someone you loved came back to you, you'd hold on to them and you would never let them go, would you?
I know what I have to do.
I'm sorry. I really am.
Please, stop! Oh, Tony.
I'm here, Ness. I'm here.
Tony. Oh, it's cold all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good to see you. You didn't hear what I was saying, did you?
It doesn't matter. Oh, come here, Nessie. And hold me. Oh, I'm cold.
Yes.
I'm so cold. And I'm so hungry.
We call on Sirith, the queen of the dead. Sirith, we just want to say thank you for what you've shown us. For bringing our loved ones back from the realm of the dead. Sirith! We are so grateful. Now, come on, everyone. Hold hands. That's right. Big circle. Warm welcome. Don't be scared. Now, Sirith, let us know, is there anything you want? We open our hearts to you.
Stop! Please, stop!
She's coming. Sirith is coming. The last gateway opens.
No, it's my fault. I'm sorry. If you hadn't come looking for me, this never would have happened.
Tell me about it.
She's here, in this room, and she's brought our loved ones with her. Their hands reaching out to tap you on the shoulder. They are here. Soon you'll be able to see them, touch them. Wait. What's that? Is that really you? My baby? My Ben? Where are you? Mummy's coming to find you.
Please, Mrs. Wintergreen.
Here, I am paused on the threshold. Let me in.
What's happening to her?
Don't be afraid. I speak through this woman. I bring you a warning. There is one who means you great harm.
I don't like this.
He is not who he appears to be. You must not trust him. His name is Jack.
No! No, it's okay. Stay back. Listen to me. You mustn't trust her.
Gwen, where on earth are you?
Close. Yanto, did I just hear right?
Yes. Cyrieth is warning us about Jack.
I knew something wasn't right. Don't trust him, Yanto.
Something's wrong with him, isn't it, Gwen? Jack! Is this true?
What Cyrieth says is correct.
Jack?
See?
I came here to stop you, Cyrieth, and I will.
And how will you stop me, Jack?
What's inside this box will destroy you.
Oh, my God.
I told you. He wants to kill you all.
What is it, Yanto? Has Jack gone mad?
I don't know. He's got a device of some kind. Oh, Gwen, I wish you were here.
Any second, I promise.
Now, Jack, you don't want to do this.
I have to, Yanto.
Please, let everybody go.
Sure. Everyone, you go free. See me? Standing here with my box. Not blowing anyone up. Off you go.
I'll stay. I still have work to do. It's just us now.
Jack, give that box to me, please. What is it exactly?
Yanto, do you trust me?
Not so much right now, no.
I've always trusted you. Here. Catch.
Oh my God, Gwen, I'm holding a bomb. I'm holding a bomb. What do I do now, Gwen?
You're talking to Gwen?
Yeah. She's held up in traffic. God knows what she's going to say when she gets here.
Yanto, look at your headset.
Don't listen to him, Yanto.
Yanto, your headset isn't switched on.
Don't listen to him.
So whose voice are you hearing?
Don't listen to him.
You're not Gwen. What are you?
I am Cyrieth. I feed on death.
It never was Gwen.
But she's been talking to me the whole time. Telling me what to do.
Manipulating us both.
She told me not to trust you. And I believed her. I'm sorry.
You are in the house of the dead. Nothing is what it appears to be. I am so hungry. This woman can provide me with one more service. Oh my! Oh goodness me! Oh, I'm free of it! But... Oh, Jack! Jack! I understand what you were warning me about. The gateway is open, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. The sad thing is, we all came here looking for someone. And we found them. That's my little baby. So young, so long ago.
Mrs. Wintergreen.
He's crying out for me. He's hungry. I must go to him.
Don't!
But I have to. He needs his mommy. And I don't think I really have a choice, do I?
Don't do this!
I've wanted to see him again for such a long time. I never dreamed it would happen. Oh,
my beautiful boy. You are my sunshine, my sunshine.
She's gone. Why did she go?
It was too late to save her. She couldn't help herself. Cerioth uses the dead against us. We can't say no to them.
I can. We've got to stop this.
The House of the Dead is falling into the rift. Not long now.
I'm still holding. What is this box exactly? Is it a bomb?
Yanto, open it.
Just pebbles. Coal.
Rocks from the hills, coal from the cellar, and a tiny detonator. Just enough to make a lot of dust.
Dust?
All of Wales is a giant battery of stored rift energy. Cardiff Council think it's radon, but something far richer is held in these stones. It's harmless unless you release it as one world falls into another.
That's how you're going to destroy Cerioth.
The moment she reaches this world, I'm going to detonate the energy stored in that package. It'll wipe out Cerioth and seal the rift forever. In these stones, horizons sing.
Seal the rift.
Its time has come.
Oh, hello. Hope I'm not interrupting.
Not now, Dad.
I've only popped in for a word. You must be Jack. I've heard so much about you. Not from Yanto. He was always too busy.
From Cerioth? I wouldn't trust her.
No, I've heard about you from those people you've sent to the land of the dead. Or the people you've killed.
That's enough.
There's a lot of people there. Can't wait to see you again, Captain. But I'm here for my son.
Really?
Yanto, listen to me just this once, eh? Consider what you hold in your hands.
The world's last chance.
No, no, no. You've got it all wrong. It's the key to the land of the dead. You'll seal us all away forever. Do you want that, son? If not for me, for your mum.
Don't. I'm sorry. We can't let that creature escape.
Whatever the price.
Really, Jack? What if I told you that you can take Yanto and leave? Turn around and go.
He won't, Dad.
You know what your problem is, son. You always think you know best. No, I'm not asking you. I'm asking Jack. What do you think?
Turn around and walk out of here?
Jack, we can't.
Never gave me a chance when I was living and breathing. And you won't now that I'm dead.
Dad, I'm sorry. You're not real. You're just a ghost. Why should I believe a word you say?
I never could give you what you wanted. But I can give Jack something very special indeed. Can't I, Jack?
Mr. Jones, you should be proud of your son. There's no one I'd rather have by my side when I defeat Cerioth.
Thanks, Jack.
My boy's quite special to you, isn't he? He won't take up any more of your precious time. She will win. Jack, you knew who you'd find if you came to the House of the Dead, didn't you?
Yes. Just go.
I can't believe that you're going to let him die. Again. Goodbye, Yanto.
Jack. Who's dead? Who does he mean?
The person I knew I'd find if I came here. To the last night of the House of the Dead. Yanto Jones.
Jack? What?
Yanto. 6 months ago, you died in my arms. You're a ghost.
No.
I came looking for you. I couldn't resist it.
dead.
You were here waiting for me when I walked in. Yanto Jones. Never late.
But I feel real. I'm not a ghost. I had porridge this morning. Didn't I? Jack? I can't remember.
I didn't think you'd be so real. I had hoped for less.
Thanks.
No, you don't understand. I thought it would just look like you.
It?
I could have coped with that. I didn't dream it would actually be you. Sirith used my grief and she reached into time. She recreated you, Yanto, and I... Oh, I can't bear to look at you.
You can't. Jack!
Sorry, Yanto. I'm sorry. I
don't touch me. Don't.
Okay.
So, how did I die?
It was all over so quickly.
Not an answer. Was it your fault?
You were one of the first victims of an alien plague. You were so brave. You died saving the world.
Well, you'd think I'd remember that. But I don't. Did I get a funeral?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
What?
I had to leave. I am sorry.
You couldn't leave me rest in peace. You've done this to me. Dragged me back just to say goodbye. This isn't about closing the rift. Destroying that creature, or even your bloody stones. It's not even about me. This is all about you, Jack.
Yanto, this isn't how I planned it.
What were you hoping for? That I'd say a few nice words. That I'd be grateful.
I just wanted to see you one more time, that's all. It's why I came here.
Well, that's lovely.
Yanto, all the people I've lost... Don't you understand? The only one I wanted to see was you.
Thanks. At least you didn't forget me.
How could I? I may be immortal, but I don't forget. I lose everyone. But I don't forget any of you. I work so hard to remember.
You make it sound like charity work.
Don't say that. Never say that.
Jack, I didn't think the last thing I'd ever say to you would be this. Just go away. Please. This is horrible.
I had to see you again. You have no idea what it felt like coming back to life and knowing the world was empty. Because you'd gone. No matter how many times I die, I always wake up alone.
I didn't ask to come back.
Neither did I! You and me, Yanto Jones, together again at the end. How it should be. In a few seconds, Sirith will rise. I'll trigger this device, destroying her and sealing the rift forever.
You're not planning on coming back, are you?
No. It'll be a pretty big bang.
You can't die.
Next best thing. Eternal oblivion. Lost in the space between worlds forever. And come on. It's quite a way to go. Huh. I think I've lived long enough. I've seen you once more. What else is there?
Well, we could just go.
What?
My dad said we could both leave together.
Never. You're kidding, right? You mean leave here?
Why not try it? The rift, ancient evil, magic pebbles. Just for once. Let someone else deal with it.
Can we do that?
I'm real, aren't I?
Oh, it'll never work. We cross that doorway, we'll be back in the real world. What if you vanish? What'll happen?
That's no reason for not trying. Seems a shame, you know. To get me back only to lose me again. A touch careless.
True. Sirith, the last remnant of a dead universe. Ah, she's not so special. But there's only one Yanto Jones,
And there's only ever been one Captain Jack Harkness.
Screw it! Worth a try. Let's leave the device here for Syria. This whole place is falling into the rift. We better go now.
Cross that doorway and there's no coming back.
Why would I want to? I've got you back, Yanto. Let's do this. Come on, Yanto, be brave.
Always.
Welcome back to the land of the living, Yanto Jones. Has it worked? Are you real again? Yanto. Yanto?
I'm not coming.
Yanto, no. Come on. There's still time.
No, Jack. You know I can't. My place is here. In the house of the dead. With your device. Saving the world.
Don't do this!
Sorry, Jack. Someone's got to destroy the rift. Find a way to go.
No! Not like this! Don't leave me like this!
Gotta go!
Yanto, no! I never said it properly before.
Doesn't need saying.
Yes, it does. Yanto Jones. I love you.
And I love you too, Jack. Right then. Best get a move on.
Goodbye, Jack!
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Sorry?
Hello. I'm looking for the ghosts.
What?
At the House of the Dead. Most haunted pub in Wales it is. They're holding a seance tonight. I hope I'm not late.
It's closed.
Closed?
You missed the ghosts. The House of the Dead is gone.
But it's on my sat nav. It's around you somewhere. I know it is.
Goodbye, Yanto.
In The House of the Dead, Captain Jack Harkness was played by John Barrowman, Gwen Cooper by Eve Miles, and Yanto Jones by Gareth David Lloyd. Mrs. Wintergreen was played by Roz Ayres, Barry by Bradley Freegard, and Mr. Jones by John Francis Harris. Helen was played by Lucy Davis, Ness by Moira Quirk, and The Late Arrival by Shelley Reese. The House of the Dead, part of Torchwood The Lost Files, was written by James Goss. It was a BBC Cymru Wales production, directed by Kate McColl.